Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What do you... This is not real. There's a couple things I do want to talk about shoe related.
Okay.
Like, but you think guys have more shoes than girls because you're a freak.
I think the stereotype is outdated. I think guys have caught up. I think guys have more shoes. Yeah. They have sneakers.
I think in this room, you're right. But I don't think Aaron's a typical girl, and I don't think you're a typical guy.
Mm. Thank you.
No, I just think you're not like my ex-wife. Like, we'd go to a store and she'd be, oh God, look at these black boots. And I'm like, what? You have 14 pairs of black boots. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, no, but I don't have one with the low ankle and the high heel. And you're like, who? Okay. Like, your jean covers it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Aaron, you're not that person.
No, the other day I wore a dress for the first time in like years.
You did?
And
here? Did we see you?
No, not here. Not here.
Yeah, no, I would have remembered that.
But I still wore my black Vans.
You did?
Or no, I'm sorry. I wore my nude Vans, or like the
Skin color,
yeah.
Flesh color. I don't know whatever. New. It's like, what a weird...
I don't know what color it is. I don't know the name.
Okay.
I feel like more guys have shoes. We've traveled recently together, and what did I talk to most of the guys about? Shoes.
Because you're a dork.
But so are they. That they were talking back.
That's become the norm.
I don't think that's the norm.
It is. It's a big like.
There is a sneakerhead movement,
yeah.
But I think if you get outside of Dorkville, we were with other radio people.
Okay,
I think if you just go someplace where cool people hang out, they're not all just wearing...
They don't let me into those places.
I know, but that's why I'll take pictures from one of the cool places. I just don't think... I think women still win for shoes. I think women... Like, go through a mall.
I think guys have more. I think they have more than they even... Even the guys who don't collect shoes like I do. I'm an outlier. I have over 100 pairs, probably. But I think
Hold on, is that really true?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Because that's what I like, is shoes. So that's...
Do you have...
I've answered this question my whole life. They're like, do you know how much money you'd have if you didn't buy all those shoes? And I say, yes. And do you know what I'd do if I had that much money?
What would you do?
Buy a bunch of shoes. So it's kind of just the same.
That's a good comeback, bro. So then what are you trying to say? You think
I think even the average guy has more pairs than he wants to admit. I think he's got gym shoes. He's got a bunch of dress shoes.
Maybe
for work.
A couple gym shoes, because like you might have weight shoes, like weightlifting shoes, and then running shoes.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is a weightlifting shoe?
You want a
shoe?
Flat one. A lot of the times people use Converse because you want a flat one to get the full
That cannot
reach.
Be true.
I'm not even joking.
I don't know about the weightlifting, but...
I'm being totally serious. I just put on my Hokas and do everything in my Hokas.
Yeah.
But
well,
I would guess if we went out to your garage, you've got shoes in the garage. You've got mowing shoes. You've got slippers.
You've got a couple pairs of Crocs.
Sandals.
One's mowing. You've got sandals.
Oh, my God. When was the last time you were in my closet? You're freaking me out. I have exactly two pairs of
what
Crocs.
What time is it now?
One is my red mowing Crocs,
yep.
And one is my Christmas Crocs.
Yeah, you
Crocs.
Need to, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just outdated. I think everyone has a ton of shoes everywhere. I have shoes like at every door of the house. There's a slip-on something mm-hmm. put on. And I think guys, that's what happened. Guys have more shoes.
Okay, I want to, how do we do a poll of this? Can we put it on socials or do we just do texting? Because I don't think it's true.
You think women are still by far and away?
Yes.
I feel like I'm convincing my wife to buy shoes more than she is asking.
Your wife
me,
is
I'm
an outlier as well. She is a head of HR and she works from home, so she never has to do...
Yeah,
God, maybe it has flipped.
Yeah.
Because COVID, like nobody... That was the other thing I wanted to talk about was I saw a couple stories the other day is women aren't wearing heels anymore. So much so that like, I think it's the inventor of Spanx.
It was.
Has created a high heel sneaker. And it's not like the high heel. Oh my God. It's the other thing. I don't know how to say this without coming off weird. I'm so jealous. And Aaron's got a pair and my daughter just got a pair. I think the look of sneakers with a chunky heel is so flippin' cute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so much. I'm like we walked by a whole display of Converse and even some of the Nikes
those.
Now,
yeah.
they make in a super chunky, and it's like, and there's even Nikes with a heel.
Yeah, yeah.
But But this chick came out with, it looks like a regular shoe, but then it's got a stiletto. So it's not like the whole shoe goes up into a heel. The whole shoe goes up and then there's like a stiletto coming out of the back.
What?
And it's kind of sexy, dude.
Really? Is that even comfortable though? So you still have to tie them?
It's not about comfort. It's about us, man.
Okay. But that's the thing. It is about comfort if they're trying to make it a sneaker
I think
heel.
They're trying to combine the worlds because they know you're wearing athleisure.
Yeah.
So they know you're wearing Lulu, but they want you to be able to wear a sneaker. And just you're a no? Why not? Say why.
You just can't combine those two things well. It's like pick one.
I think you don't think it's kind of hot in the same way that your chunky heel, your chunky cons.
No.
I don't know. I think you're onto something though with the working from home, because I think more people are working from home, and also with the popularity of Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, all that stuff. Everyone's selling everything all the time. I think women are getting rid of their heels that they don't need 100 pairs anymore, so they're scaling back, and the dudes aren't, because we just have our shoes forever.
Because I'm afraid to throw away shoes.
We never throw them away. So I think we're catching up.
Like, I got a pair of Hokas out and they're stacked on top of like three different black Nike. Got my black Nike Pegasus, some other, you'd know all my black Nike running shoes or whatever. And I don't wear anything but my Hokas.
But you can't get rid of the other
ones. Why can't? How could I?
I agree.
There's nothing wrong with them.
That's why I have
over 100. Why do I keep them? I'm a freaking hoarder.
Exactly. So you probably have a lot more shoes than you realize.
But I... All right, text in. Like, I don't know how we do this, but like, if you're in a relationship, go in your closet, count her shoes, count your shoes, count his shoes, count your shoes. Text in the numbers to 51059. Who's got more shoes?
Yeah, come on, fellas, we got this.
This isn't the kind of competition we want to win.
The Slacker Show. Alice 1059.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.